First Fruits, an Apostolic Perspective. Chapter 9, Management of First Fruits. First fruits are given from one individual to another individual, the recipient being one spiritual leader stroke father. Biblically, this giving is not institutional in the sense that it is directed to a corporate organization. One's understanding of the principle will determine how one enacts the principle. When I offer first fruits, I intend for this money to go to my spiritual father, to be administrated by him at his sole discretion. I am completely trusting of his Christ-like character and uncompromising integrity in financial matters. Thus, there is no reservation in my heart when money leaves my hand and goes into his stroke her hands, or leaves my bank account into his stroke her account, or an account managed by him stroke her. Some recommend that it is wise for churches to open up a first fruits account in which all monies given to the spiritual father can be deposited. Receiving first fruits in this fashion should be a decision of the spiritual father. This suggestion does create a sense of honesty, openness, transparency, accountability, and responsibility in the way monies are used. If the spiritual father chooses to administrate the reception of first fruits in this fashion, then the management and administration of this account should be at the sole preserve of the spiritual father, since the giving of the first fruits are directed to him stroke her. Where there is concern that accountability structures should be put in place, this should not be to the point where the spiritual father cannot singularly determine how funds should be spent. To reiterate, first fruits are a personal matter, not an institutional one. How should first fruits be spent by the spiritual father? This is left entirely to his discretion. Biblically, he is permitted to use it for his personal needs, not greed. Yes, I am giving you all these holy offerings that the people of Israel bring to the Lord. They are for you and your sons and your daughters to be eaten as your permanent share. This is an eternal and unbreakable covenant between the Lord and you, and it also applies to your descendants. Numbers chapter 18, verse 19, NLT. They shall eat equal portions except what they receive from the sale of their father's estates. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 8, NASB. He shall be given his share of the sacrifices and offerings as his right, not just if he is in need. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 8, the Living Bible. Wisdom demands that the first fruits portion also be used for other matters, and not just solely for the personal needs of the spiritual leader. It is recommended that first fruits are also used and distributed for those who have desperate needs, or to facilitate the spiritual development of the people. Although not strictly a first fruit offering, money laid at the apostles' feet was used to meet the needs of the people. And the congregation of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and not one of them claimed anything belonging to him was his own, but all things were common property to them. With great power the apostles were giving testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and abundant grace was upon them all. For, that is because, author's insertion, there was not a needy person among them, for all who were owners of land or houses would sell them and bring the proceeds of the sales and lay them at the apostles' feet, and they would be distributed to each as any had need. Acts chapter 4, verse 32 to 35. Money placed at the feet symbolically alludes to finances providing accelerated momentum to the purposes of God. Spiritual fathers must distinguish between money placed at their feet as compared to money placed in their hands, not literally, but figuratively. Spiritually attuned spiritual fathers will always distribute first fruits wisely and not be governed by a love for money, which causes self-indulgent expenditure of divine resources in the face of overt dire needs of their people. One of the requirements for eldership, and thus for spiritual fathering, is that the person must be free from the love of money. Titus chapter 1 verse 7. Paul warned us not to peddle the word. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17. Preachers are not to be spiritual hucksters, using deceptive and or flamboyant tactics in their preaching with the deplorable motive of exacting finances from God's people for personal enrichment, whilst simultaneously impoverishing the flock of God without concern for their well-being. For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money. Titus chapter 1 verse 7, New King James Version. For we are not like many peddling the word of God, but as from sincerity, as from God, we speak in Christ in the sight of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17, NASB. In 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 38 to 44, we read of how Elisha used first fruits comprised of 20 barley loaves given to him during a season of famine to satisfy the hunger of 100 of his spiritual sons. The corporate need in a time of famine took precedence over everything else, and Elisha wisely and caringly prioritized the broader need above his own. Grace multiplied the loaves, since 100 men ate 20 loaves to more than their satisfaction and still had some left over. Bear in mind that a loaf here was more like a bread bun or bread roll and not our typical loaf of bread today. 20 multiplied by 5 equates to 100. 5 is the number of grace. First fruits in the hands of a spiritually sensitive spiritual father who, led by the Holy Spirit, wisely administrates and distributes it, has the potential to release a flow of grace that will multiply the resources, making it useful and beneficial far beyond its absolute capacity. Refer to chapter 17, Supernatural Corporate Provision, for more on this. The abuse or unwise use of first fruits by a leader. Spiritual leaders who abuse the first fruits solely for extravagant and excessive personal expenditures in the face of the dire needs of their people will have to give an account to God for this behavior. The first fruits' finances must not be irresponsibly spent. The spiritual father should be free from the love of money and should not have a materialistic or covetous spirit. As much as there is a tremendous blessing associated with first fruits on the part of the giver of first fruits, who gives this in honor of the Lord represent in his leader, there is also a potential severe judgment attendant with it on the part of the recipient if the money is not managed and spent in a way which ultimately honors the Lord. Greed, self-indulgence, and indifference to the dire needs of others must not govern the administration of first fruits giving. A brief case study of the abuse of first fruits solely for selfish, carnal indulgence. The sons of Eli, the high priest, were chided by the Lord for abusing the first fruits. It must be understood that these sons or leaders were essentially backslidden, not even knowing the Lord. Now the sons of Eli were worthless men and did not know the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 12. These were inaccurate leaders, not even in a relationship with God himself. They are also described as worthless fellows. The Hebrew word for worthless is Eliyal, in brackets Belial, meaning base, without profit, good for nothing. This word often suggests a strong immoral component and the concept of wickedness. Job chapter 34 verse 18, Proverbs chapter 6 verse 12, Nahum chapter 1 verse 11. Other uses of the word worthless in the Bible suggest the following about it, and thus the sons of Eli. They were wicked to the core and satanic. They were literally sons of Belial. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15 to 16. They abused and misused leadership power and privilege to satisfy carnal, selfish desires. Their intention is to lure and seduce large groups away from the Lord and/or from the position of exactness. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 12 to 15. They had overriding and flagrant disregard for rules of social engagement, again purely for carnal gratification of base needs. Judges chapter 19. Note how their abuse of first fruits is described. Why do you kick at my sacrifice and at my offering, which I have commanded in my dwelling, and honor your sons above me, by making yourselves fat with the choicest or first of everything of my people Israel? 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 29. The Hebrew word for kick is ba'at, meaning kick out, disdain, scorn. It refers to a disrespectful attitude or unholy actions. Greed and covetousness must not be present in those who receive first fruits. A respectful and fearful attitude is essential in the handling of first fruits received. The very thing designed to bring blessing can result in a curse and judgment if not handled with righteousness and integrity. Eli's sons fattened themselves. This speaks of unbridled and undisciplined use of the first fruits. They used it beyond the satisfaction of their need and went into excessive, personal, indulgent abuse of it. This, from a spiritual position, is where they were backslidden. For this, they were severely judged. First fruits, as is the tithe, is a holy offering, and as such, a deeply reverential disposition must be present in both the one giving it and in the one receiving it. Reflect. Wisdom and godly fear must accompany the management and the distribution of first fruit funds. Deeply consider the suggested protocols and biblical principles in reference to this. As a leader, is your management and dissemination of first fruits honorable before the Lord and men?